Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau is Steve Burness. Steve, good morning. With the football playoffs in full swing now, I bet you have to be concerned with online sports betting scams, don't you?
Exactly. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me today. Yes, we're seeing an increase in the Better Business Bureau and our scam tracker of fake websites. So there are legitimate sports betting organizations out there, as we all know. But unfortunately, sometimes the consumers don't do their research and due diligence and find these companies by looking, through the ads on Google, and they'll be in the first two positions. And what we're seeing more, Bob, is the micro betting wagering, is where you bet on a specific individual's, short-term play. Such as, who'll get the ball or how many yards will be gained, et cetera. And it seems like the scammers can take quick action on that and take your credit card information, and they don't deliver when it's time to pay. So just be very careful. Online sports betting is up, and especially around the football, Super Bowl like this.
The other thing that's going on right now, and I guess these are teens targeted by an online extortion scam. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the FBI issued a warning not too long ago on this. It's really increasing alarming rates, and the teens are being targeted by sextortion. Basically, what they're asked to do is to take pictures of themselves nude and send them to somebody, and then they use it against them and try to extort money from them. The FBI reported, about 3,000 children, mostly teenage boys, have been victim of this scheme recently. And it's really what's more sad about this, Bob, is they've been connected to more than a dozen suicides this year alone because of that. So we advise, parents to remind their children to please make sure they never take any pictures of themselves and naked, nude, and send it to anyone, because you never know where it can end up, and it can end up be on the internet forever.
There's a survey, well, more than one actually, that you're asked to take and be part of and be paid for, but most of these are scams, aren't they?
Exactly. When they want you to click on that link, and they basically promise you, Bob, that you'll make money, by taking the survey for them, but you got to click on this link. And if you don't know that organization, you never know where that actually link is going. So some of those offers are too good to be true. They can, get a $100 gift card for just taking the survey. Well, they might ask you for information about yourself, personal information, or, information that they can use against you for identity theft. So, and then sometimes they start free trials that way, too, where you sign up and they ask for your credit card information, just for postage or whatever. And then in the big print giveth, the little print taketh away, you signed up for this free trial that you can't get out of for a year or so. And, then you go to your credit card company and they side with those companies because you agreed to that. So be very careful on signing up for those surveys, especially if they're asking for, personal or information about yourself in any way.
One of our listeners brought this up the other day, and apparently this is going around on Facebook. I was not aware of it, but I'm sure you know about duct cleaning scams. What's going on here?
Yeah, there have been an increase in complaints to the Better Business Bureau, Bob, and basically what happens is that these individuals make it look like they're from a different company, and they put these ads on Facebook, and some of them don't even have a company's name, and they click on it, and they may say they're a company, fully licensed and bonded and all that, and they're actually not. And they have these too-good-to-be-true offers, low prices, $20, $70 to clean a whole house, and that's really not going to happen that way. We talked to a board member of the Better Business Bureau, and basically those jobs cost about, $400 to $700, and those ads are too good to be true, because he receives complaints from his customers saying, well, you came out and you cleaned my ducts and did a terrible job, and they said, see the receipt, that's not us, and they're just touting that you're somebody else. So, again, Bob, there's so many of these Facebook and social media, there's a lot of scams out there, and you got to do the research on the companies, check with the Better Business Bureau, and sometimes the offer is too good to be true, and that's usually the case on these particular matters.
Steve, tell us again how people can report a business, or if they're doing some research, find out what the Better Business Bureau has on it. Where do they go?
Well, thank you, Bob. Basically, go to BBB.org. That's our website. It has information on over 4 million businesses throughout North America. And you can find information about what other consumers have said about that particular company. But also, Bob, as you know, you can find businesses you can trust. So we can find you can find a company if you need a heating contractor or waterproof or whatever it may be. You can find businesses you can trust. And we ask you to look for the BBB seal, you know, which is a sign of a better business. And if you see a scam, report it, Bob, because, as you know, we talked about it many times. The only way to put scams out of business is not to give them your business. So let us know about any particular scam, even if you don't fall victim to it, so we can help prevent this from happening to somebody else, Bob.
BBB.org. And, of course, if you want Steve to talk about or answer some questions about scams and spams, you can get in touch with us here via our email or text at WGN. The text line here, 312-981-7200, same as the phone number, and email for the morning crew here, bobshow@wgnradio.com. Steve, thanks. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thank you.